from their second CD, Aj Dorania, Until Dawn. That was Saskatchewan's Tuti Tam and traditional Ukrainian folk song, a sad story about a young fellow, very unlucky in love. Mal ya raz dievchininku, Once I Had a Girl. I takim živavim tempom rozpočali našu programu. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопередачі «Наш голос». З вами Павліна Макварі, дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину, послухати чудову українську музику. І також ми маємо дуже цікаві новини на сьогоднішній програмі. Hello there, and welcome to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm Paulette Demchuk-McQuarrie, your host. Thank you so much for joining me. Whether you're a first-time or long-time listener tuning in on AM, FM, or shortwave radio, on your mobile phone, streaming, time-shifting via podcast, or whatever, a very warm welcome to you. Vitayu. We have a wonderful show lined up for you. Keith is back, so he'll be bringing us Ukraine News Outlook. And headlines for this week's stories are Ukraine to ask for more money from the IMF, declining grain harvest forecast for 2012, and a special report on the homeless in Kyiv. Irena Bell will be by with another Did You Know feature, and she'll be giving us a very interesting factoid about one of the top 10 tourist attractions in Prague. And as well, of course, we've got Sylvia Molnar with Ukrainian Food Flair and a very yummy dessert recipe, a very universal one called strudel. So stay tuned for that. And we'll also have our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and plenty of great Ukrainian music. And since yesterday, Saturday, March 17th, was St. Patrick's Day for 2012, so sure, and we've got some Irish tunes for you, in addition to our usual lineup of great Ukrainian tunes. So, coming up now is Ludwig, who is Stepan Pasichnik. He lives in London, England now, formerly in Leeds when he was with a group called The Ukrainians, and he's gone solo now, and he is busking and performing under the name of Ludwig, and here he is now with a tune from his eclectic CD called Rokovine, or Anniversaries, and a mix of tunes that reflect his combined Irish and Ukrainian heritage, Irish on his mom's side. So here he is now with a very Irish tune, The Fisherman's Hornpipe.
Now hear programs from PCJ Radio while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher is a free news and talk mobile app available for your smartphone. Downloading is quick and easy. Just find Stitcher in the App Store. It's free and just takes a few seconds. Then during registration, hit the promo code box and enter PCJ to get automatically entered to win $100. For more information, go to www.pcjmedia.com and click on the Stitcher logo on the right menu. PCJ Radio on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio.
Is there anything that sounds as beautiful as young children singing, especially in key, as this group did? A phenomenal young choir. These are just little tykes, really. A whole bunch of them. Gosh, I didn't count them, but it looks like at least about 30. They are from Montreal, and this is a CD called Usmichnesya Sonichko, The Sun is Smiling, and the group is these children attending the Andriy Sheptytsky Ukrainian School of Montreal. And this is just a delightful CD produced in 2009. And the teacher is Vera Turko-Kulitsky. And again, the CD is Usmichnesya Sonechko, The Smiling Sun. And that song that you just heard was called Otaman, which means Hetman in English. Well, that was a very Ukrainian tune, but we're going to bring you another Irish one right now. We've got Ruta Yowney bringing it right back here and home to Bowen Island, just a very short ferry ride from Horseshoe Bay in North Vancouver. And here she is now on Ukraine's national instrument, the bandura, playing a traditional Irish slip jig called the butterfly jig. Now, Ukrainian Food Flair with Sylvia Molnar. Tips for Ukrainian cooking.
Hello! Ukrainians have a great variety of delectable pastries. From old Ukrainian cookbooks, it is interesting to note that recipes for torts, cookies, and various delicate pastries occupy the greatest number of pages, which in itself is a good indication of their importance. As a rule, Ukrainian pastries are rich in butter, egg yolks, and nuts. One of the most highly esteemed pastries in Ukrainian cuisine is strudel. It is a delicate creation of many paper-thin layers of dough with a filling between them. Strudel is as popular in Ukraine as pie is in Canada, and yet it is not an everyday dessert, for it cannot be whipped up in a jiffy. It takes time and patience to make strudel. However, I have found a good substitute, which I'll tell you about in a moment. Strudel dough is stretched to the thinness of onion skin paper. No one knows how strudel originated, and no country can justly claim its origin, although many try. According to a popular Ukrainian story about the origin of strudel, a cook of a Ukrainian aristocrat was about to make fruit vareniki, or dessert dumplings, for dinner when unexpectedly a guest of distinction arrived. This event caused a turmoil in the kitchen. The vareniki dough was rolled, but there wasn't enough. The cook quickly stretched the dough to allow for a few additional vareniki. To her disappointment, it stretched paper thin. How can one possibly make vareniki of paper thin dough and fruit vareniki at that? So she brushed the dough with butter, spread on the fruit filling, rolled, and hurriedly baked the roll in a hot oven. The dish was a sensation. The strudel was born. At least that's how the story goes. The process of making strudel is simplified by using the commercial product phyllo pastry, which you can find in most supermarkets in the freezer section. The original Ukrainian name for a simple type of strudel is vertuta, which means a roll. This traditional Ukrainian nut filling is easy and worth a try. Mix a cup of raisins with 2 cups of chopped walnuts, a grated tart apple, 1.5 cups of sugar, some cinnamon and lemon rind. You'll also need some fine breadcrumbs and 1/2 cup melted butter for brushing the phyllo sheets. A tip to remember is to thaw the frozen phyllo in the fridge, not at room temperature, as the leaves will stick together. So just follow the package directions is the best thing to do. Use 8 sheets of phyllo pastry, brushing each with melted butter and a sprinkling of breadcrumbs. Place the filling in a strip about 2 inches wide on the edge of the dough nearest you. Roll like a jelly roll, turning the edges in as you roll up. Place on a buttered tray. Brush the top with melted butter and bake at 350 degrees for about 25 minutes or until golden brown. Try it. It's Ukrainian.
Thanks, Sylvia, for sharing your Ukrainian culinary expertise on Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. You're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio.
Мені є зоря.
that was the Lastiuka Ukrainian Orthodox Choir and Orchestra from Saskatoon, and that was from their CD, Step Home Across the Steps, and Ya Kozachka Tvoya, I'm Your Sweetheart. Well, that was a very Ukrainian tune, and our next one is also very Ukrainian. This is a Ukrainian program after all, so we can't have too many Irish tunes take over the program. However, this next song by Zrada from Winnipeg is about something that both Irish and Ukrainian have in common in their cultures. For good or bad, this song represents that substance. It is called Dajte mini horilku, give me some whiskey.
Важко жити, як не п'ю, не питайте, не судіть, з мене грішника зробіть.
Раз, два, чи вже нема,
моя доля вже зникла,
три, п'ять, горілка, ти у мене все взяла.
This is Irina Bell, producer and host of the Ukrainian Hour on Chin Radio in Ottawa, with a Did You Know Chiznalivi segment, and special greetings to the listeners of Nash Holos. Did you know that the Ukrainian Church of St. Michael is considered one of the top 10 highlights of Prague? the renowned international DK Eyewitness Guide series, in its travel guide for Prague, names this wooden Ukrainian church located in the forested Petrin Hill as one of the top 10 highlights of Prague. The Eyewitness Guide points out that this Ukrainian church is no longer used for services and states that, quote, this lovely wooden church was moved to Prague when the Ukraine valley it stood in was flooded by a river that was dammed, end quote. And it refers to the church as wonderfully romantic. It's also interesting to hear that of the typical centuries-old Ukrainian wooden churches in the Carpathian Mountains in Ukraine and Poland, 16 churches are currently being considered for inclusion in the UNESCO World Heritage List.
Дуже дякую, Ірино. Many thanks to Ірина Белл of the Ukrainian radio program in Ottawa for sharing Chisnalove, Did You Know, with Nash Holis listeners. You can catch her show Sundays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is, of course, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, streaming live at www.chinradioottawa.com.
Слухать соловейка, мов зроду не чув.
Montreal, that was Chetam Shena from their volume 2 self-titled vinyl recording that was made back some time ago, 1986 in fact. And the ensemble Chetam Shena consists of Claudia Melnick, Lydia Rudich, and Nadine Zwetko, and they were accompanied there by Mark Bednarczyk, who is with the duo Privit. And the girls are still singing, not formally together, I don't believe, but they are still singing in church choirs and in the community and so forth. And incidentally, this vinyl recording, was produced under the musical direction of Jurko Kolecki, as well as Mark. And Jurko was also instrumental in the programming of the CD that you heard a tune from earlier in the program, Usmichnes Yusonichko. It's his wife that is teaching the youngsters now Ukrainian folk music, and these people themselves have certainly left behind a legacy, many recordings, and they are still going strong in Montreal. Again, that was the Chetam Shena Ensemble from Montreal, and a song called Letit Halka Cheres Balku, A Jackdaw Flies Over a Ravine, and that is a sad song about a young girl who is not very happy with her overprotective mother, and that the lyrics were by the Ukrainian bard Taras Shevchenko.
Ukrainian News Outlook.
Coming up, Ukraine to ask for more money from the IMF, grain harvest to decline in 2012, and a special report on the homeless in Kiev. I'm Keith Parent. Ukraine will ask the International Monetary Fund to refinance its debt stemming from a 2008-2009 bailout program, but can repay it if the fund turns down the request, said the Ukrainian Prime Minister on March 12th. Ukraine must repay about $3.1 billion to the fund this year. The government agreed to a $15 billion standby program with the IMF in 2010, but the fund halted lending in early 2011 after the cabinet refused to introduce unpopular reforms, such as the rising of the price of gas and heating for households. Ukraine's grain harvest will probably fall 14% to 45.7 million metric tons this year, as plantings decrease following drought. Farmer plantings will decline 5.1% from last year, said in an email statement today from ProAgro. That's a drop to 15.2 million hectares to 16.5 million hectares. Wheat planting will decline to 5.5 million hectares from 7 million hectares, and the wheat harvest will drop 32% to 14.3 million tons. ProAgro estimates Ukraine's 2011 grain harvest was 53 million tons compared with a government estimate of 56.7 million tons. Ukraine's agricultural ministry said that 1.75 million hectares of winter grains will need to be reseeded in spring after the winter frost. As of March 7th, winter grain sprouted on 7.27 million hectares, of which 23.6% of plants were in good condition, with 39.5% in satisfactory condition. During the cold Ukrainian winters, the homeless need to struggle to survive. There are nearly 150,000 people that live off the streets in Kiev. For more on what is being done to help those in need, we have this special report from freelance journalist Dario Digutz in Kiev.
Olga is just one of the thousands homeless Ukrainians. She is only 26, a young woman who could easily be mistaken for men. Olga has been living rough for 13 years.
Here, where we live.
Olga and her homeless boyfriend Dmytro live in a new building in Ukrainian capital Kyiv. But no, they don't live inside it. They live outside the building, under the weather skirt of the lower ground floor. The dog Alice sleeps along with its masters.
I am glad that we live together. It is much too fun and easier. We care about each other. He cares about me.
Olga and Dmytro try to find everything they need for everyday life on the streets.
Come here, I will show you all my stuff. Do you want to see it? Here is my coat, hat, shoes, and here is some sunflower oil for cooking.
To cook dinner, they start make fire in parks. They also feed themselves with the content of the bin. However, every morning the homeless couple is waiting for the hot plate.
Here is the starting point of the social ward, a special service delivering hot food to the poor and to the homeless. Every day they feed up to 1,200 people.
Porridges, soups, some meat dishes. The food is very simple. However, for those on the streets, it is just as delicious as it is hot.
We have a diversified menu, but first of all, we serve hot dishes. In winter, the homeless especially need it.
Two buses ply across the city. In every stop, they are met by the long line of homeless.
I am a former street sweeper. Now I'm trying to survive doing different things. These dinners help me a lot.
The homeless and poor all apply for the hot dinners.
According to the official statistics, there are around 50,000 homeless in Ukraine, yet the social organizations put another figure on the table. They stress their factual figures are twice as much as the official statistics. So, the exact number of homeless in Ukraine is anyone's guess.
If a person lives in the street for more than 2 years, it is almost impossible to return them to normal life, says the president of the charity fund, Artem Makeyev. He is a head of the temporary shelter for people who want to change their life.
We call this reintegration. It means that people here get the full board. They also start working for us, providing all the actions. They are occupied as volunteers in the social ward, in the canteen, etc. To our great regret, we can give shelter only for 60 to 70 people all at once.
The center includes several social services. Here, any homeless person from the street can get vetted and submit to a blood test.
We are working on the program against tuberculosis. Unfortunately, we detect a lot of new cases. Most of them are in active form.
Skin burns are also spreading among the homeless. Cold is the main enemy of the unsheltered. Trying to warm in winters, they fall asleep near the central heating radiators and get injuries.
I'm not afraid of anything in this life except that to freeze. It is so terrible to fall in the snow and not to raise ever.
One of the biggest failures of the social system is the absence of night shelters for the homeless. There are only a few such places in the city. However, the beds are offered only to the homeless from other towns of Ukraine.
Reassurance is the main problem facing the homeless. According to the social workers, it's much easier to provide criminals with the passports than the roofless with any documents.
There are moves, however, to attend to the weakness of the national legislation. But even with the documents, the desire to overcome vagrancy is more important. Homeless Anatoly is one of the homes stretched toward reintegration. backed by all his documents, the former painter is trying to recall his skills.
It's still difficult for me to hold all the images in memory. Mostly I paint the nature, as it is the most beautiful thing that God gave us.
Anatoly's story reads like a dream. However, the problem of homelessness remains scaring for Ukraine. For Olga, Dmytro, and many others of the unsheltered, whose names are unknown, the cruel reality seems like the only stories which they could tell. There is no room for dreaming when attempting to survive. Daria Dieguts, Kyiv.
And with that, we've come to the end of this edition of Ukraine News Outlook. I'm Keith Parron.
You're listening to Nash Holos, Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio.
Маршируть вже повстанці, як давно колись стрільці. Живий в ряд ставай, здобувати визволяти рідний край.
Хто живий в ряд ставай, здобувати визволяти рідний край.
Тільки зброя дасть нам волю, гей, юначе, не парись. Водах ясні зорі знов засяють, як колись.
Хто живий, ряд ставай, здобувати визволяти рідний край.
Вже не буде ворог лютий розпинати нам братів, не вливати ме отрути в серця чисті юнаків. Хто живий, в ряд ставай, здобувати, визволяти рідний край.
Song from the World War II era of Ukrainian freedom fighters. That is from a CD called Ukrainsky Stidelecki ta Postansky Pisni, and those are actually include songs from the World War I era of freedom fighting as well. And this is a fabulous collection I picked up in Ukraine back in 2008 when I was visiting there. And that number was Marsheruyut vzhe Postansky. And the soloist was Vasil Bokoch. Coming up next, something a little bit lighter, we've got the group Express from Ukraine, and this is from a CD called Ukrainsky Zastolny Pisni, traditional Ukrainian folk songs, and here they are with an older, very traditional song, dating back quite a ways because it's one of those personified nature things. It makes really no sense to contemporary listeners who, especially those who aren't really familiar with Ukrainian history and culture. And this is a song about hops, that stuff that you brew beer with, but it's not really about hops. There's a lot more to it. If you can understand the words, you'll know what it is. If you don't understand the words, you still enjoy the music. Here they are now, Express with Oy Chmelyu, Zhmi Chmelyu.
Ой, хмелю, жмі хмелю, сину, сину молоденький. Де ж ти, сину, нічку ночував, що й не розувався? Де ж ти, сину, нічку ночував, що й не вдовиці, що сватати буду? Ночував я у тої вдовиці, що сватати буду? Ой, хмелю, уж мій хмелю, хмелю зелененький. Де ж ти, хмелю, зиму зимував, що й не розвивався? Де ж ти, хмелю, зиму зимував, що й не
very best in Ukrainian programming, tune in to Nash Holos, Ukrainian Roots Radio, every Sunday evening at 6 p.m., AM 1320 on the radio dial in Vancouver, or online at am1320.com. And elsewhere, Nash Holos airs on the PCJ Radio Network on AM, FM, and shortwave radio around the world. Online, you can find us at www.nashholos.com, and as well on the Nash Holos page at www.pcjmedia.com, as well as on iTunes. And don't forget to download the Stitcher app for your mobile phone if you haven't done that yet. На жаль, ми вже скінчили нашу програму. Вже час додому і сказати до побачення, але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Легко гроші позичати, але тяжко віддавати. And our proverb of the week translates as, it is easier to borrow money than to return it. And that's something that a few people around the world seem to have forgotten. At any rate, our time is just about up for another show here on Nash Holos. So to take us to the end of our program, we've got the Ukrainian Old-Timers and the Kerosene Polka. I'm Paulette Demchuk-McQuarrie on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Radio. Thanks so much for listening. Till next time, до побачення.